It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
All right, welcome to Money for Lunch. It's it's good to have you guys here. You know, about a couple of weeks ago, we landed a new sponsor, if you will, and this gentleman is in the Bitcoin space. And I love people who do innovative things, and you know, Bitcoin and all these cryptocurrencies are kind of all the rage. Everybody's talking about them. And so he decided that he's going to put on the first ever industry super conference. It's called the Bitcoin Super Conference. Check them out.
The Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Blockchain Super Conference is coming to Dallas, Texas, February 16, 17, and 18 in 2018. If you know of a better way to get the latest insider knowledge about crypto, to hear directly from the top minds in this field, to interact personally with 800 fellow crypto lovers, hodlers, investors, miners, traders, developers, and founders, then I'd like to hear about it. If you don't, then you don't want to miss out. Register today for the Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Blockchain Super Conference. Go to BitcoinSuperConference.com and register today as a super early bird to get the lowest rates on tickets and hotel rooms. That's BitcoinSuperConference.com.
All right, BitcoinSuperConference.com, one of our latest sponsors. Thank you so much for sponsoring us, and thank you so much for checking out BitcoinSuperConference.com. All right, hey, I mentioned I love innovation, and so my guest today is Nicholas McDonald. Nicholas McDonald has 14 years experience in licensing and digital business development in the entertainment industry specifically. He started his career at Corbis and then Getty Images, Stingray Music, before joining Playster at its inception. Nicholas McDonald, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Hi, Bert. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to have you here. So why don't you tell everybody, what is Playster.com all about?
Sure. So Playster, we started it off at about 3 years ago, where we were a comprehensive package where people would sign on and they'd have unlimited access to audiobooks, to ebooks, to movies, film and television, and music. So that's how we first started it off. And then in the past year, we've really refined our strategy, and we want to be a entertainment platform, cost savings as well for the user, where we break out our products. So you could have just audiobooks or just ebooks, or you could have everything bundled together. So Playster is really a cost-saving entertainment platform.
Wow. Okay. All right. So unlike, let's say, Netflix, which is an entertainment platform, but it's really just videos or movies, whatever we want to call them nowadays. You guys offer books, audios, movies, everything.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we have an audiobook service. We have all the major publishers. It's a huge service. It's as big as Audible. Audible's offering, which is owned by Amazon. But the biggest difference there is that Audible, for $14.95 a month, offers one book a month, and then you have to buy the additional books, whereas for $14.95, our books are offering, I'm sorry, it's completely open, and you can consume as many books as you want. That's for the audiobooks. For the ebooks themselves, they're scripted, and they offer three books a month for $9 a month, where for, again, $14.95, we offer unlimited access to all our books, and again, we have some of the top publishers, so we have an incredible selection. We offer a music service. It's unlimited music. It's $5 a month, where Spotify and Apple Music is $10 a month. And same thing for Netflix. It's unlimited. Our movie offering is more niche. It's geared towards book lovers. It's $3.95 a month, and Netflix, as I'm sure you well know, is $8 a month. And then we have the comprehensive, which is where if you take everything together, which is $35, $34.95 a month.
Wow. Yeah, that seems extremely, extremely competitive, right? I mean, it's that's an awesome offering for $35 a month. That is going to be interesting to see how the market reacts to this. So when you're looking at Playster, who do you see as your competitors?
I mean, all the companies I just mentioned ultimately are competitors. I guess the all-in-one
right.
competitor would be Amazon, but I mean, they're just so large that where we are right now, it's hard to compare. I think
right.
we're just a very
right.
unique offering, especially the fact that our audiobooks are unlimited, that no one else is doing that. And that's really where we're seeing our biggest growth, I guess.
Sure, sure. I mean, audiobooks, I think, are still, what do you call it, for whatever reason, seems like they've had a resurgence. And now when it comes to the audiobooks, do you have different genres, business, romance, thrillers, things of that nature, or do you stick to one genre? Talk about that.
No, we really have everything. We have anyone want to listen to, really, and anything that's been turned into an audiobook. We also segment it by, like you said, by business or by self-help or what have you. We really segment our books into different genres so people can easily find them. And if you've never listened to an audiobook, it's a great experience. If you're in the car or if you're traveling to work in public transportation or what have you, they are fantastic. People that have never tried them, that try them, definitely fall in love. We're finding that people are listening to 3 to 4, 5, 6 audiobooks a month sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up because it's absolutely true. The audiobook experience to me is so vastly better than, you know, listening to your playlist. You know, the audiobook experience to me is you become immersed in that environment, right? So whether it's a, you know, if it's a romance or a thriller or a business book, you really start to get immersed in that. And depending on, you know, the audiobook, sometimes you want that that ride to go a little bit longer so you can get to the next chapter or whatever. I know when my wife and I and the kids sometimes we might do a road trip, the first thing, you know, that we all do is depending on the size of the trip, everybody gets to pick out an audiobook. So now we can go to Playster.com and we have access to your library of audiobooks all for the same price.
All for the same price, all for one flat price a month, and you don't have to buy additional books. That's correct. And it is a stimulating, like you said, it's a stimulating experience. I still listen to my playlists, and I love my playlists. But for the long car ride, there's something different about an audiobook.
Right, right. Yeah, it's almost, I don't know, it's almost soothing. As opposed to a playlist, I don't know, but it is a different experience. Whatever that experience is, it definitely it makes the ride or the trip a lot better. All right, so I got to ask you. Okay, so you got there at Playster in the inception, and so in the very beginning, was it just audiobooks, or was it, you know, when you guys sat down and say, hey, we're gonna put Playster together? Were you looking at it and saying, hey, we want to do this all-encompassing entertainment at this $35 value? Was that from the very beginning, or how did Playster develop?
Yeah, we really cast a wide net from the very beginning. First of all, we built all our tech as well. So we have our consumer-facing technology, and we have our back-end technology, which we all did in-house, which is great. So that took a lot of time
yeah.
and resources. Development. So we do have a really strong team here in Montreal. It was really the comprehensive packages where you sign up for one price, you have access to everything. That's how it started. And then we were able to really trend out basically our audience. And we saw that a lot of people maybe didn't want the whole comprehensive, that maybe we should just offer tiers. And the tiers have been super successful. It's it's been very, very successful. So I mean, that's basically how we started. We started very wide, and we really narrowed it down. But our offering has only gotten better in each vertical, which is a great thing. So like I said, all the major publishers, we have major music labels as well, and we have great content from movie studios. And so,
yeah, no, it's wonderful. Playster.com for you guys who want to go and check them out. And I have subscribed myself. It's I've enjoyed it. And of course, immediately I did the, as you mentioned, Audible. I did the Audible comparison because Audible is one book at a time, and Audible does a great job. But sometimes, you know, you want more than one book. I mean, you sometimes finish that book. You have more month left and no more book.
Yeah, and that's really where we've seen our subscribers love our service, and that's what's set us apart from everyone else. And what's exciting too is that there is a cross pollination, where you have a user that'll come in as an audiobook user or an ebook reader, and he'll be like, hey, there's this TV show or there's this piece of music, and then they'll play that piece of music or watch that TV show, whereas otherwise maybe they're not paying for a music service. So
yeah.
We're really seeing that people are discovering other pieces of content that otherwise maybe they wouldn't have listened to or watched otherwise. So.
Sure, sure. Okay, so I want to back up a little bit because you said something that really, I'm surprised, but I, at the same time, it kind of makes sense. You said that you guys developed your own technology. I just thought that there'd be something out there already available, but you guys decided to build your own technology for Playster?
Yeah, I mean, we built our own iOS, Android, and web apps. We're integrating on Chromecast and smart TVs. We have search features that work across all media types, which is very cool as well. We have our different upsell tools, and we have countless experiments as well on how to sign up and user drops and how to maximize the experience for the user to really show them what they want to, what they may want to watch, see, read, or listen to.
Right.
And we have all our player is done in-house as well. On the back end, we have our payment gateways that we did ourselves. We have what we call our God mode, so basically our segmentation tool. We have a robust fraud system, database and tracking software. We have our own ingestion and CMS, where we've ingested over 40 million assets.
Wow.
So, yeah, so we built everything in-house, and we have as you saw, our app is fantastic. It works great.
Yeah, no, it works great. And all right, so let's look at let's talk about the business model. So you guys are how old now?
Really launched a year ago.
Okay, so a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm assuming you're not profitable yet, but I could be wrong. Are you guys where are you guys as far as on the launch profit scale? Are you guys profitable? Not quite yet.
Listen, we launched a year ago. We're still building our subscriber base. We're doing quite well. I can't speak to exact numbers, but
sure.
Considering the VOD market in general, if you look at our competitors, we're really refining our subscription process to become profitable.
Sure, sure. And I'm, you know, it's one of those things that, a couple of things that you mentioned, I just want to emphasize. First of all, you just said it, you're refining your systems a little bit. You're refining how you're acquiring customers and all this other stuff. And for a company that's relatively, so young, it's going to go through multiple refinement periods, if you will. And, and so that's just what it takes, make any company work. And You know, so it makes total sense to me that, yeah, you're kind of, as you go along, you're measuring, you're experimenting. You mentioned that word, you know, you're experimenting with this and that. You're looking at the results. And then depending on what the results tell you, then you act accordingly, right?
Exactly. And we have a great team here, a strong team. So, yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. And we're very excited about what is to come.
Yeah. It's amazing to me. I mean, to me, the Playster platform seems like a no-brainer, but at the same time, nobody thought of it. And so the minute you go to Playster.com, you're going, well, this makes so much sense. Why didn't anybody else think of it?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to prove a model here that ultimately that's what we're doing. We're proving the model, I'm sorry.
Right.
We are up against some very large players.
Sure.
However, the way that we're marketing, we have an ad campaign that's coming out actually in a month. It's going to be throughout the States. We will prove our model, and it's going to be it'll be super successful.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? And here's the funny thing about it is, okay, is like right now, you know, Amazon probably is not paying attention to you yet. Then you're going to get to the point where they are going to pay attention to you. And then depending on what happens, you know, they may make an offer, you know, 5 years from now to make a merger or something or an acquisition. So, that, again, that's just part of the process. You know, first, you know, you're out there, nobody's really paying attention to you. And then before you know it, everybody's paying attention to you and the competition gets tougher. You know, you mentioned, Chromecast and some of these other things. Do you guys offer hardware with your current offering?
Yeah, I'm happy you bring that up. We do. If you sign up for a year, we send you a Playster, what we call our combo box. So it's a Playster branded tablet and headphones.
Gotcha.
So you can, so it's, I mean, no one else really does that either in the entirety of the VOD space. Of course, I'm not talking about just books or audiobooks, but, so you sign up for a full year, we send you this beautiful, combo box with our tablet and our headphones.
That is cool.
Yeah,
I like
very
that.
Cool.
That's very, what do you call it? Very motivating. And that's a nice incentive there. You know what? And I want to talk about this as well, because there is, unfortunate, a lot of, quote, free content out in the marketplace, you know, and there's these things called torrents and things of that nature that, you know, basically are out there. I don't know if they make any money, I guess they can't, because they're giving away the content for free, or maybe they're making money off the ads or somehow. But you know, that's got to be a pain in the butt there for not just you, but anybody in your space. And I'm a big believer that obviously I think it's better to pay for the content. But I want to get your thoughts on this as an insider. Why is it important to pay for content rather than go out to these free models or these torrent type places that get you this stuff?
You're right. It is so important to pay for content. You have these sites where you can download, and you never really know the quality that you're going to get, but you can download and you can find pretty much anything that you want. That having been said, there's people behind the production of these, of the games or of the music or the books or the movies. And there's a great shift towards, I think, subscription or on-demand platforms are changing the way people are consuming. Maybe users don't want to go download just one piece of music, but to pay $9.99 to have access to, or I'm sorry, $4.95 to have access to all the music possible. Well, that's a little bit less of a headache. But ultimately, if we stop paying for our content, people are going to stop making content, or investments won't be as large, so the quality won't be as good. We have to pay for content. I mean, it's that simple. There are artists out there, and we have to support those artists. So, yeah. It's really, it's a subject I'm very passionate about. I think I ask everyone I meet, do you pay for your music? Because, you know, we used to buy $12 CDs. Or we'd go in Colombia and do, and get a bunch of CDs for a given cost. But here, just for a simple fee, you have access to everything. So I think the on-demand space was, it's being adopted and it quickly, which is great. I know in the music space, it makes up for about 50% of the usage, which is great. So, everyone pay for content, please. No matter where it is.
No matter where it is. And you know what? The way I look at it, because I was just thinking primarily of the quality and the fact that, you know, I was being selfish. I was thinking about the quality and the fact that, you might be able to find it for free, but it may take you 2 or 3 hours. And it's, you know, to me, I got better things to do with my time. And but from the moral standpoint of view, it's the right thing to do. As you said, these artists and these developers have spent their own time and money developing this content. And it really is wrong for somebody to steal it and give it away for free. So yes, everybody pay for your content. And as Nicholas said, it doesn't matter where you get it from, just pay for it because livelihoods depend on it. Entire businesses depend on it. And, I was completely being selfish. I was just thinking about my own time, but from a moral standpoint of view, it's really the right thing to do. You know, if you are, let's say a service provider, an attorney, a doctor, you don't want your services, you don't want to give away your services for free. You don't want somebody ripping you off or cheating you. This is kind of what we're talking about. It seems kind of harmless, but it's not. It adds up when you have, thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of people, stealing a dollar here, a dollar there. It adds up quickly.
Yep. It really, really does. So please pay.
Please pay. It's the way. All right. So Placer.com is what we're talking about. I'm being, I'm joined today by Nicholas McDonald. And Nicholas, okay, so again, you've been in this digital business licensing space for a while. And so what is your title there at Playster.com?
Sure. So I'm a VP of Content Acquisition and Business Development.
Okay.
So it's, acquiring all the content from the movie studios, from the major or the labels, the music labels and the various publishers in the ebook and the audiobook space, as well as business development. So there are different distribution channels that Playster could take advantage of, basically.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And when right now, where do you see Playster going, let's say in the next 12, 24 months, 3 years, 5 years out? I don't know. What do you guys see for Playster?
Well, right now we're really working on our audiobook market share. That definitely is the driver. We're going to continue measuring our performance, seeing what subscribers are listening to or watching. And I think we can have an end goal. Our end goal is to be an all-in-one entertainment service. That's fine. That's great. But along the way, our milestones have to change and adapt very, very quickly. And that's one thing that we're able to do here is move quickly and change when we have to.
Yeah. And something else that you said, I want to point this out for our entrepreneurs that are listening, and that is you're focused, even though you have all these different, components, you're focusing on one because, first of all, that's the easiest thing to do. If you focus on audiobooks, you know that a certain segment of those audio subscribers are going to, either get the full package or they're going to maybe get go from just audiobooks to audiobooks plus music or whatever. But either way, it's just easier to focus on one and just become gain that market share. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Definitely.
Yeah, because I think that one of the mistakes, especially startups make, is they, you know, they have all these options, and of course they're, you know, they're trying to market all those options, and that's just a very difficult thing to do, and you have to kind of pick one and really be known in that space before you go to the, you know, we call it, start marketing the next platform.
Exactly. So yeah, no, we're just very focused on what's performing and how we can get users to try our other products as well, or the other verticals. And yeah, that's really our strategy. You hit it right on.
Yeah, I love it. Now, I should have asked you this earlier, but do you have, let's say, one vertical that is currently performing better? I mean, is it audiobooks that are outperforming everything else? Or talk about the verticals that you see that are really popping inside Playster.com.
Yeah, like I said, right now it really is the audiobooks and then the ebooks that are the drivers of our service. And the audiobooks are definitely the major leader. But again, we are seeing growth in all verticals at the same time. So we're really looking for our users to, I don't know if cross-pollinate into another segment is the right way to say it,
sure.
But that's kind of what we're kind of up people into our other verticals, and hopefully go into the all-in-ones at the end of the day. And if you want that combo box, that's a great deal as well.
Yeah. And I love the combo box idea. This to me is something that a lot of people who offer multiple services, they might be able to do a combo box. And again, you've already done it once, but do it again. Explain what the combo box is and how people can get it there at Playster.com.
Sure. So when you sign up for the platform for 1 year, for Playster.com for 1 year, and at $34.95 a month, we send you a combo box. And in that combo box, there is a branded Playster tablet and branded Playster headphones as well.
Nice.
And then you have the app on there, and you can, and it's an Android app, so you can an Android tablet, so you can surf the web regularly. It's not limited to Playster, but that's what the offering is, and it's a great tablet, and the headphones work amazing.
Yeah, you know what? And again, I love that idea. It really, you know, you can see somebody who's thinking, hey, I got to get a new tablet, or I got to replace my tablet. Hey, I can get a tablet and get all my entertainment from Playster. It's a no-brainer. It's a smoking deal. You basically pay a year's worth of service and you get a tablet and the headphones for free. That's a great idea.
Thank you. Yeah, the box really does look great. It's a fun unboxing experience.
I love it.
Yeah.
I can't. You know, I'll have to check it out. And man. I'm right there. I'm glad I brought you on the show because I've learned about the box, and so now I got to check it out.
Please do. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
All right, I will. All right, so here we are with Playster.com. And again, if you're like me and you like to get your entertainment on the go, especially your audiobooks, Playster.com is the way to go. And I'm excited you know, Nicholas, to have you on the show to come out here and talk about Playster, because really today you guys are a startup, but relatively quick you guys could be the dominant leader, because really what you're doing is disrupting the marketplace, because you're taking, you know, all of these components and you're putting them into one place.
It is very exciting, and I look forward to speaking maybe in 6 months and see where we're at that point.
I love it. I can't wait to have you back. Nicholas McDonald from Playster.com, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you for your time, and have a wonderful day.
All righty. Good stuff there from Nicholas McDonald. He is the VP of business development. Bottom line is he gets to figure out, what do you call it, what books and entertainment type products to put onto Playster and negotiate the deals and make all those licensing things happen. And one of the other things I do want to throw out there, it is important for us as entrepreneurs, as good, honest citizens of the world, to pay for our content. And content drives the internet. content today is cheaper than it's ever been. I mean, you know, Nicholas talked about the fact that we used to pay $12-15 for a CD, and you know, now, you know, you can purchase a song for 99 cents, and you know, I think you can get a whole CD for $6 or $7. So content continues to go down, but we have to support those entrepreneurs that create and develop the content, the games, the books, right? I'm an author. I don't want, you know, I'd like to definitely be, you know, compensated for my creative work. Is it sure that you want to be compensated for the work that you do with your business? So remember to pay for content. And check out Playster.com. See if it fits your needs. I have enjoyed it. I've only been experimenting with them for a couple of weeks, and I've enjoyed it. My wife has enjoyed it. So we had two different subscriptions there at Playster, and it's just so far it's been a lot of fun. And so we're looking forward to our Thanksgiving road trip to take Playster on the road with us. And as always, we appreciate you guys stopping by. And I hope that this conversation with Nicholas McDonald from Playster is giving you some insights as to maybe what you can do with your business. Maybe you can bundle an idea together. Maybe you can come up with your own box version, depending on what it is that you're out there selling. But a lot of people out there today sell online courses. Maybe your online course can be bundled with your branded, what do you call it, tablet. I just love that idea because it's, you know, tablets are so useful. Anyway, as always, we're grateful for you to stop by. We appreciate you very much. And remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.